WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. Things are cooling off out there. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Students attending at least three College Station elementary schools will have new principals in August. That's the result of filling who will be in charge when the district's 10th elementary opens in August of 2019. Superintendent Clark Ely announced the first principal at Riverbend will be Robin Jones, who is finishing her fourth year at Rock Prairie. The new principal at Rock Prairie is Jeff Duran, the principal at Creekview the past 4 years. And taking over at Creekview is Annette Rohrabach, who has been the principal at Pebble Creek the last 8 years. And the search is underway to fill the vacancy at Pebble Creek. Dr. Ely says internal and external candidates will be considered. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council tomorrow at noon takes up the possibility of a small reduction in natural gas rates due to a drop in federal tax rates.
We are working with each individual city to get this federal tax reform instituted.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says Bryan is a member of one group of cities that negotiates rates, while College Station, which approved lower rates last week, is a member of another group. According to background information for tomorrow's Bryan Council meeting, the reduced rates could start as soon as April 1st. The average residential customer would save $1.68 a month, and a small commercial customer $5.06 a month. A Hempstead man arrested in July of 2014 on charges of stealing $24,000 of property belonging to the city of College Station, then evading arrest, reached a plea agreement last week. According to a news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 48-year-old Marlon Bryant was sentenced to 26 years in prison. The length of the punishment was due to Bryant's criminal history. Bryant admitted to entering a city-owned storage building and taking a trailer loaded with a riding mower and side-by-side ATV. After Bryant escaped arrest, police found his wallet in the driver's seat of the getaway truck. He was found 3 months later. Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board calling for immediate action to address and ensure the safety of Texas's college campuses following the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Blinn College's Chief of Police and Emergency Management Coordinator John Chancellor says President Mary Hensley budgeted extra money for campus security well before the Florida shooting.
We are in the process of hiring additional officers for the to cover the Blinn campuses. And we are also in the process of looking to see what it will take through this report to harden our campuses to prevent or help us secure our campuses.
Chief Chancellor says Blinn College is in compliance with the governor's current requirements, and they continuously look for better ways to improve campus safety. For those of us in town during spring break, a traffic advisory from the City of College Station. Southwest Parkway will be closed at Welburn Road today through Saturday for repairs. While detours will be in place, motorists are advised to seek alternate routes. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid!
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
808. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Overnight skies will be clear. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. We have high pressure off to our north. Sun for much of tomorrow. There'll be a few clouds here and there. Highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down to about 40. High pressure is forecast to remain in control of the weather through Wednesday. High 65 to 70 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. This may not be surprising to some people. Your brain's hippocampus stops producing new cells or neurons by the age of 13.
Ooh. The hippocampus?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
I'm in the hippocampus, not the hippocampus.
Now I know what you're talking about.
That's it.
I still don't know.
13.
Man.
You stopped.
Your brain.
Your brain stopped growing. Doesn't mean you can't get smarter. Just means that, you know, you're not getting new neurons.
Okay.
So take care of the ones you have. WebMD says the results of this new study from the University of California surprising some folks because it had been believed that the hippocampus, which plays a major role in learning and memory, was generating new neurons all along, all the way throughout adulthood. While that may sound a little bleak, the study also points to new areas of investigation. Experts, we're working on it. Give us more money. We're working on it. That's what it means. Experts say if we can understand how neural precursor cells work, those the little brain cells that we're born with, then we may one day be able to use them to replace the neurons that have died.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It does. And, you know, that means there's a lot of money that's going to have to be spent. So we'll see how all that works out.
Ah, money.
Just saying. Okay, so the annual rankings of the world's best universities are in. You'll be happy to know the six of the top 10 in US are in U.S. America. Two of them are in California, and another two are in Massachusetts.
Okay. None in Texas?
No, there are none.
Really?
There are none in Texas. Ranked first in the U.S. is the California Institute of Technology. They go by Cal or Caltech.
Yep.
Which is tied with Stanford, which is also in California. Mm-hmm. MIT comes in fifth. Harvard and Princeton, are sixth and seventh.
Are behind Stanford?
Yeah.
Really?
And the University of Chicago came in eighth. Rankings are based on 13 different criteria.
Okay.
Oxford and Cambridge are one and two. Yeah. We can beat them in American football.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We can do that.
And we whipped them in WW2.
That's right. And then number eight is the Imperial College of London. I guarantee you their basketball team sucks.
Oh, for sure.
And whip them in WW2. Yeah,
they could never make the field. Okay, here's somebody we didn't beat in WW2. That would have been ETH Zurich, which is the Swiss French Institute of Technology.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't fight.
Yeah, they don't fight.
They can't even make a
fist.
They
don't fight.
They can't even make a fist. Just saying. According to these stats, the U.S. has about two-thirds of all high school graduates go to college, okay? Two-thirds of all high school graduates go to college.
Doesn't mean they finish.
56% earn four-year degrees within 6 years. That's how they've started doing that now. You know, like, you're an achiever, but you took a little time to get there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's some electives you want to take.
Right.
That's true, too. Like beer drinking.
Exactly. Got to go on ScoPro for a semester.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I
want
to do that.
Yeah.
According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, they say the rest basically drop out. 56% though do. Among the 18 developing countries in U.S. America, or developed countries, I guess, in U.S. America, ranking dead last in the percentage of students who complete college once they start. Well, we're U.S. Americans.
Yeah.
We're special. And we get distracted.
We get distracted.
Stuff happens, man. Things pop up.
That's right. We go to college and we just go, I don't want to do this anymore.
I would be interested to see the numbers on how many don't finish or drop out because they just can't handle it mentally, like, you know, emotionally,
yes,
mentally.
Exactly.
I feel like the numbers have definitely increased.
No doubt. Because once again, they're having to move away from home. possibly live with someone who doesn't love them.
Yeah, right. And doesn't pick up after them.
Does
either.
Not pick up after them. Does not make sure that they get up and actually go to class or do any outside classwork preparation, or decide that they're going to head and go rather than cut the class. I know.
Well, and don't quote me on this, but I would be interested, too, to see how many kids. I think there's more students who enter college and university that are already on, whether it's antidepressants or anxiety pills, you know, that are already having issues before they even leave the nest.
Yeah, that's you know, sadly, you're probably right that those numbers are kind of,
then they get here and or not here, but, you know, they get to college and it really.
Well, and not saying that people that suffer from those things can't be successful in college
but
there's folks that, you know, it's a big time change in your life.
Sure.
No doubt.
You become focused on what you are having to overcome to be successful.
True.
So, but again, that's part of the college experience as well. All right. More evidence now that. Not first, not second, but third hand smoke is bad for you.
Oh.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what third hand smoke means.
Means you're around someone who doesn't smoke, but that person's around someone who smokes.
Okay, well, what are you doing? Are you like snuggling your nose in their clothes?
Yeah, that's
what's going on?
Maybe.
Recent experiments on juvenile mice. Is that like a mouse leaning against a wall with earbuds in and looking at an iPad? I mean, what is a
juvenile
mouse?
Mouse.
I don't know. Anyway, it'd be a fun cartoon show on Saturday morning
with
a juvenile mouse. Anyway, recent experiments on juvenile mice suggest that third-hand smoke from cigarettes, nothing to do about vaping here, the residual chemicals that cigarette smoke leaves on just indoor surfaces.
Oh, I see. And clothes.
Yeah. But, I mean, just surfaces, see, you could come in contact, you could run your hand across the top of your television set, and it may have smoke on it, for instance. And then that's going to, Anyway, it increases the chances of developing lung cancer. A recent study backs some 2017 research that third-hand smoke does bad things to our bodies. Hey,
so,
you know what?
Even if you don't smoke, don't be around people who do.
There are things, you know, and I get it. There are things that have chemicals in them that we've been exposed to since we were five that our parents weren't exposed to and our grandparents weren't exposed to. I mean, we talk about life and exercise and how, you know, two generations ago, people were having to be more physically active in their jobs. And that's true. We've become less active in our jobs,
right.
Maybe. But how about, I mean, I don't know. What's in the foam in these earphones that we stick on our face for X number of hours a day? And does that make some difference?
If anything, talking into this microphone, think about everything that's on that mic.
Oh, yeah.
About how nasty
that's
that
wonderful.
Is.
Wonderful. Thanks.
I'm just really breathing in the spores.
Exactly right. And that's why you can, you know, here you can get angry at your coworkers if you get sick.
Yeah. True. You know, hey, you really can blame it on other
that's
people.
Right. Yes. What a great opportunity.
I know, it's great.
Well, and we need our voices.
Yeah, that's right.
To talk to people.
But the very idea that if something bad happens to you, you can blame somebody else, man, that makes you really mentally healthy. So
it's always somebody else's fault. I blame Chelsea all the time for things that happen. I stubbed my toe the other morning, and I go, dang it, Chelsea.
Exactly. All right.
Feel the pain.
817. Yeah, that's right. Celebrate the pain.
Yep.
You felt happy when he said that.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, why did I just get a sudden burst of joy? Oh.
All right. A new study has found, shockingly, that false information on Twitter travels six times faster than the truth.
You don't say.
And it reaches more people.
Oh, sure.
CBS News says that you cannot blame only bots for this. Researchers at MIT said that, and MIT is one of the, you know, best
smarty smarts.
Right. They said that this is the largest study that they've ever done when it comes to actually looking at online misinformation. What they did is they took more than 125,000 stories that had been tweeted millions of times between the years of 2006 and 2016. So that's like before Donald Trump
know,
took
Yeah,
office,
I didn't even
okay?
know 06 had Twitter.
Yep. But during the combative presidential campaign, it was before he took office, but the presidential campaign was going on, so there's a lot of stuff thrown out there. They found that fake news basically sped through Twitter farther, faster, and deeper, and more broadly than all the truth in every category of information.
Mm.
Twitter funded the study, but had no say-so in what the outcome is, according to the researchers. Okay, they said the average false story takes 10 hours to reach 1,500 Twitter users, compared to 60 hours if it's the truth. Well, the deal is people want to have exciting stuff to tell you.
Right.
Fascinating things to say.
And that's whether usually or not, false.
Yeah, whether or not it's the truth doesn't matter.
That's right. So the truth can be boring sometimes. On average, false information reaches 35% more people than do true news items.
Well, in the media, you definitely see that. Because sure. Anybody, any nut can go out there with a Twitter and tweet whatever they think they, you know, might be the truth, or they might just straight up lie. And if they get retweets on it, things like that, they can call themselves a journalist, but that doesn't mean that they are one.
Well, and invariably, and we always used to talk about it in the day of print, you could have a front page story that had an error in it, and the retraction is printed somewhere deeper in the paper.
Right.
They never put the retraction or correction right where you found it. The original fact. So,
oh, yeah.
And they'll say, well, we corrected it. Well, yeah, but that's really kind of after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
The MIT study took this 125,000-plus stories, and they checked them against the six independent fact-checking places, like Snopes and those kind of people.
Okay.
Okay. To classify them as either true, false, or mixed. 65% of them were false.
Wow.
Yeah. Under 20% of them were true, and the rest were mixed. So you had about 15%.
Which really, if they're mixed, they're false.
That's right, because you put something in there that was not correct.
Want the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Now, what's interesting is the six fact-checking websites that they went to agreed 95% of the time on what was true, what was false, and what was mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they pretty much must have been in line with this information that they were given. But again, 65% of these were false.
Were false, wow.
And they travel faster.
Man.
That's the thing. If you go to Snopes, how do you know Snopes is 110%
well,
correct?
And that's the reason they went to six of them.
Yeah.
They did Snopes, PolitiFact, Fast Check, Truthitarian, Hoax Slayer, and Urban Legends. Those are the places where they went to.
And if you want the truth, go to Infomaniacs.
Yeah, because we'll try really hard.
We never lie.
But not the truth.
No, we don't. 821, this is a shocker. New study claims that talking to your dog like it was a baby is the best way to build a good relationship with your puppy.
I heard a commercial. There's some commercial going on where the dog has... he's coming in to tell his owner something. I mean, obviously the dog is, his owner can't understand him.
Sure.
But he's like trying to tell his owner something. He's got this real gruff voice, sounds like Gruff McGruff or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the owner's, oh, aren't you a good boy? You need a good buddy.
Exactly.
And the dog's just sitting there like, dude, really?
What's the commercial for?
Yeah, no, I'm going to have
like
to find it.
I feel like that's the look Coda gives me whenever I talk to her like that. She's like,
really?
First of all, I'm 77 in dog years, not, you know,
yeah,
7 months.
Yeah, quit talking to me that way, right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, so anyway, this doctor from the Department of Psychology at University of York is over in England. So again, see, they're hearing people with a British accent. If they come over here, would the dogs be completely confused? You know what
Ooh.
I'm saying? You know, because the words would be different. You know,
well, what about at least it's English?
Well, that's true.
What about dogs from other countries where they don't even speak English?
Yeah, like Farsi or Mandarin or something like that. Yeah.
They would have no idea what's going on.
That's why they kind of tilt their head and look at you like that, right?
All right, by the way, guys, this is a Gruff McGruff commercial.
Oh, it is.
Scruff
okay.
McGruff commercial.
Right.
It's a Geico commercial.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They come over
there.
So
right.
I got it pulled up. Y'all want to listen to it? We have time?
All right,
here we go. So you're in a police station. I'm setting the scene. You're in a police station, bunch of cops at their desks. They're going over cases, what have you. Scruff McGruff comes in with a case.
Great. Another dead end.
Sarge, I just got a tip that'll crack this case wide open. Turns out the prints at the crime scene...
Oh, did McGruffy Wuffy get a tippy-whippy?
I'm serious. We gotta move fast
Who's
before...
Who's a good boy?
Is him a good boy?
I'm just gonna go.
Well, you won't go outside. You gotta go tinky-poo-poo.
I'm already wet, okay? In the bathroom.
As long as people talk baby talk to dogs, you can count on Geico saving folks money.
That's outstanding. Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't
seen that one.
That's perfect. Well, she said that she wanted to figure out if there was any benefit to the playful way that a lot of owners talk to their dogs. So the researchers rounded up 37 dogs, placed them in rooms with people saying different types of phrases and using two different types of speech. First, the dogs listen to a person talking to them in dog speak, which would be a classic high-pitched voice coupled with the dog-directed phrase, "Who's a good boy?"
Who's a good boy?
In a separate room, people spoke to dogs in flattering tones coupled with adult-directed speech, such as, "I went to the movies last night." Kind of just like that.
Telling your dog you went to the movies?
Well, but it just a factual thing, actually.
I tell my dog where I'm going.
You might say to another person. But how do you say that? I'm going to the gym.
No, every once in a while, it's kind of baby talk, but not usually.
Okay.
I have to tell my dog I'm coming back because he always gives me this look like, "You're never coming back, are you?"
Yeah, I do that too. "Hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to work."
Yeah, right. Scientists monitor dogs for their... Yeah, see, and you can say, "I'll be right back." They have no concept once you close the door, right?
Yeah,
no.
True.
Because, I mean, you could have walked down to the street, turn around and come back, and it's like, you know, that Dakota hadn't seen you for like 3 months.
Oh, it doesn't even take that long with mine. I go outside to the, you know, the car to get something out and come back.
Well, scientists monitored dogs for their attentiveness, and they found that those who chose to spend more time with them, the people who talked in dog speak. So they do like, which just makes perfect sense.
Talking about the lonely single people which that have only their dogs as companions? Is that what you're talking about?
What I'm saying is that the dogs don't mind being with the lonely single people. That's why they say they're happier when you talk to them that way. So, you know, what the heck. And we've all had bad days. It's always great to come home with your dogs because, again, they make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, they're your dog.
As opposed to a cat that just doesn't make you feel anything.
I got a story about that. A cat saved some people's lives, so now we're going to have to suffer through that story.
You bet.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, March the 12th, 1836, Luke Falvel was commissioned captain of the Flash. The vessel was a privateer fitted out for service in the Texas Revolution. Privateers, in essence Texas pirates, were given letters of marque from the Republic of Texas as part of the Texas Navy. The Flash was ordered to proceed to the Brazos River to pick up victims fleeing Santa Ana, take them to Morgan's Point, and defend that place in case of a Mexican attack. The ship sailed on several more missions before it ran aground and was lost in May 1837. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Kubota's L2501 DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
With your money now. Twitter has banned a number of accounts that were known for mass retweeting or for copying and stealing tweets from other users. A number of accounts, some with hundreds of thousands or even millions of followers, violated the company's new spam policies. Last month, Twitter said it would remove the ability of third-party platforms like TweetDeck to like, retweet, or send out identical tweets from multiple accounts. The new rules come after revelations that over 50,000 accounts linked to Russian-backed organizations exposed nearly 700,000 people to propaganda over the course of the presidential election. Amazon is making it easier for you to summon Alexa over and over again without having to say, "Hey, Alexa." The feature gives Echo speakers the ability to listen to back-to-back commands for the assistant. When you switch on Alexa's follow-up mode, your Echo speaker will continue listening for a second command for a few seconds after you issue the first one. And on Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after stocks soared on Friday. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Here's some staggering news about Facebook. Chances are high that you and everyone you know spend significantly less time on Facebook each day. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. A few weeks ago, I reported on a minor decline in Facebook's daily use, about 4% a day. But now, Nielsen, the TV ratings folks, say that Facebook's core platform lost a whopping 24% per person in time people spent on Facebook each day. That's a huge change from that original 4% decline. In short, people are simply engaging less each day on Facebook. Two questions here. The first is why. Secondly, where are they going? No other site seems to be picking up on this lost audience. That raises a third question. Are we finally tired of the constant bombardment of trivial updates on everyone's lives, endless narcissistic selfies, relationship status changes, what we had for lunch today, pictures of cats and babies, and untrustworthy news stories? Watch carefully. The tide is changing. I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why. I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink, right out of the box, to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at Epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after the College Station City Council approved paperwork that will mean lower natural gas rates, the Bryan City Council takes its turn. The two cities are in different groups that negotiate with Atmos Energy. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council is being held tomorrow at noon to consider the Atmos offer of lowering customer bills.
In the cities where we have franchises, again, we're going to get those tax cuts passed on to the ratepayers and the folks that live in those towns. Totally separate from anything to do with natural gas rates and things of that nature.
Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says savings from lowering the tax rate from 35% to 21% are being passed on to the customer. According to the city of Bryan, the average residential customer will save $1.68 a month, and a small commercial customer $5.06 a month. The reduced rates, if approved by the council, could begin as soon as April 1st. At least 4 of 10 College Station School District elementary campuses are getting new principals. Superintendent Clark Ely announced 3 current elementary principals are taking new assignments effective at the end of the current school year. The domino starts at Riverbend Elementary, which will open in the fall of 2019. Robin Jones, the principal at Rock Prairie since July of 2014, is moving to CSISD's 10th Elementary campus. Taking over at Rock Prairie is Jeff Duran, the principal at Creekview for the past 4 years. And taking over at Creekview is Annette Rohrbach, who has been the principal at Pebble Creek the last 8 years. The search is underway to fill the vacancy at Pebble Creek. Dr. Ely says internal and external candidates will be considered. Another citizen's report of suspicious activity to College Station police has led to another arrest.
This took place Friday afternoon in an apartment complex in the area of Southwest Parkway in Anderson. Officers were requested to issue criminal trespass warnings to three men who are not residents because they were driving around the property. According to the arrest report, when the car was stopped, the officer smelled marijuana. That led to a search of the car and the discovery of a purse reported stolen in a vehicle burglary. The purse contained all the victim's credit cards and a ring. The driver told police he found the purse and the credit cards on the side of the road. The officer, who did not believe the driver and who also found property reported stolen in Bryan, arrested 17-year-old Quindarius Jackson of Hearn for misdemeanor theft. Five Bryan police officers and a Brazos County deputy constable responded to a disturbance on the city's north side Friday afternoon. A Caldwell man was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, and Burleson County charges of bail jumping and assault. 46-year-old James Spains accused of threatening to kill a man who yelled at him for peeling out of a driveway in the area of Highway 21 and the freeway. Officers found a large .38 caliber revolver belonging to Spain buried in his friend's backyard. The fully loaded handgun, according to the arrest report, was in a concealed carry holster. That was in a plastic bag in a freshly dug hole covered by a spare tire. A Friday night crash at Texas and Villa Maria did not involve any injuries, but Bryan police arrested the driver who was not at fault for driving with an invalid license of three prior convictions. According to online records, it's the 22nd time that 41-year-old Anthony Williams of College Station has been in jail, but the first in the last 4.5 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted and sentenced one of four Freestone County men who prosecutors say robbed and threatened to kill a College Station marijuana dealer more than 4 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, the jury imposed a 15-year prison term for 27-year-old Ivan McWilliams of Teague. McWilliams, who was on probation at the time of the holdup, was eligible for parole. One of the co-defendants, 24-year-old Levi Carroll Jones, testified at the trial. Jones is serving a 12-year sentence. A third co-defendant, 25-year-old Devontae Owens, is on probation. Prosecutors say Owens was in the getaway car at the time of the robbery and threats. The fourth person has never been identified. 2 weeks after the Parkland, Florida shooting, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to colleges in the state ordering immediate action to ensure safety on campuses. Blinn College's chief of police and emergency management coordinator, John Chancellor, says the letter asks that all public junior college districts are in compliance with school safety audits and multi-hazard emergency operations plans.
That report was turned in to the Texas School Safety Center, and Blinn is in compliance with that letter. We'll begin working on the 2018 report, which covers the last 3 years, within the next week or two, probably right after spring break.
Chief Chancellor says well before the Florida shooting, Blinn's president, Dr. Mary Hensley, budgeted extra money to enhance security at all of Blinn's campuses. He also believes there's a mental health proponent that does not always get talked about.
I think it has been since this last shooting, and I think that we have a behavioral intervention team set up for the Blinn College, and that's something that we're active in, both on the police side and the faculty and staff side.
Chancellor says they continuously look for new ways to harden campus safety. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 45 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com, Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to twincitymission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic, plenty of sponsorships and partnerships. Call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
Good morning, 839. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, we're serving your members' needs, is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Overnight skies will be clear. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. We have high pressure off to our north. Sun for much of tomorrow. There'll be a few clouds here and there. Highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down to about 40. High pressure is forecast to remain in control of the weather through Wednesday, high 65 to 70 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hanging out with April Plemons this week, as we do every week. In April, we have Jenga with us today.
Yes.
And Jenga is a Chihuahua mix?
Good guess. Yes. He is a Chihuahua Papillon. So Papillons are the ones, it's French for butterfly, so they kind of have the butterfly ears with a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a black and white fluffy dog. He's about, 7 pounds or so.
Yeah.
And he's an older kiddo. He's about 8 years old, but he's super active. He loves to go on walks. He loves to be silly. He loves to play. So you would not know that this kid is 8 years old.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for an active kiddo, which is already potty trained, already past all the crazy young kid stage, he's your guy.
So what kind of family is Jenga looking for here?
So he's great with dogs, cats, people, kids. He's really good in any situation, truly
wow.
any situation. And he is officially our longest term resident. So we've had him for 233 days.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Crazy. It's his turn.
Yeah. And with that, I'm sure you guys, you know, all the ins and outs and everything
exactly.
about him. He's pretty much been y'all's. And I know you guys have plenty of events going on throughout the year. Stuff the Shed is coming up.
Yeah. So all month long, we this is our one time of year where we say, look, help us stock the arsenal. Help mm-hmm. us fill the shelves. That way, for the next 12 months, we can look at fosters and say, hey, as long as you will allow this animal to be in your home for a little bit until we find a forever home, we'll provide the food, the puppy pads, everything you need, thanks to the community's generosity. And so now's the time to step up and help with that. You can go on our website and just kind of shop online in your jammies on your couch. Or you can pop by Pet Supplies Plus and Brian. We've got a donation bin set up right at the front of the store.
Okay, so Pet Supplies Plus and mm-hmm. Brian.
Yeah, just take it straight to Pet Supplies Plus. Or you can do some shopping there, of course, and toss some puppy pads would be great. Puppy
yeah.
pads. I feel like we always say that, uh-huh. but it's because we just go through them so often. So.
Can never have too many.
Never.
And, of course, go to longwayhomeadoptables.org if you want to check out more. April, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide you with local news, weather, sports, and information. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We always encourage you to text your comments, local news tips, weather, sports, and information to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line powered by Citibank, 979-695-1620. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mary's here this morning from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And Mary, let's look ahead to News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mary's here this morning from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Let's look ahead to what we have coming up later on this month, starting with Bach's Brandenburgs.
Absolutely. We've had that coming up there. The Ham Family Trust is sponsoring that, and of course CHI St. Joseph is our season sponsor, but we'll have lots of soloists in that, and we have Penny Zint, who's going to be playing, and so everybody knows her. She will be one of our soloists for mm-hmm. that, so it's going to be very exciting. And then of course we also have Texas Tenors coming up at the end of April, and tickets are going very fast. And, of course, Premier Market.
Yeah, it really is. This is, again, one of those fun things if you have not been to it. How many years now?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's the sixth year.
Yeah, okay. And something that's expanded every year, really great opportunity. You know, if my wife plans ahead, as women will, what a great place to find gifts for people or gifts absolutely. For yourself. Even though we're talking about April, it's a great time to think about
graduation, it. Mother's Day, Father's mm-hmm. Day, you know, or get your early Christmas and put it away and hide it. And that yep. way you don't remember where it is.
But you get, I've been there. But you give people an opportunity, you kind of get a sneak peek, and then there's the whole program itself. So tell us about the weekend, I guess.
It is. It's just going to be a fabulous time. Be out at the Expo Center, and once we're out there, it's going to be tons of booths from around the United States, and it's just going to be fabulous. And you get a chance to have some extra fun things, like on Friday morning you can have mimosas with your shopping, and then we also have an extra little thing on Saturday morning with Bloody Marys and bacon.
So. That's popular with a lot of people, that's for sure. But anyway, that's coming up in April. But I know we want to spend the most of the time on a nationally award-winning fundraiser that
absolutely.
Derby Day is, but it's going to have a whole lot of different features this year.
Absolutely. It's being rebranded. We're changing things around. This year it's going to be out at the Equine Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Singleton, Stephanie Sale, Jennifer Frederick, and Chandler Arden. They are the chairs this year, and so they have been really planning and working very hard on this. In fact, Stephanie was kind enough to do a brand new art for it, and so it's just gorgeous. And Stephanie and Jim were the first Derby Day. In fact, they were the ones that came up with the idea. And this is the 15th anniversary, so that's why this is a very special one. But it's going to be a little bit shorter this year. We're mm-hmm. going to make it compact so we have more action faster. And, of course, the greatest 2 minutes in sports. We'll all be together doing that.
Well, and the thing that is also unique about it is because it's keyed around something that happens about 5:30 in the afternoon, the time frame of this is different than most of the fundraising situations that people go into. So it is a different dynamic. And then, as you say, with a new venue, really makes it a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That's going to be on May 5th. And it's going to be at, like I said, the Equine Center. And it's starts at 4:30. At 5:30, the race starts, or thereabouts, depending on how long it takes to get the horses in the gates. Mm-hmm. And then we just have a fantastic time that whole evening. You know, a wonderful dinner and silent live auction. It's just always great fun. And you're home early. Yep. It's not 10:30 before you get away. You're out of there by 8 o'clock.
Tables earlier. And individual tickets available. How does
absolutely.
That work?
Absolutely. They are right now is the time to get your table. That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about now, because they are going fast. And you can also single tickets. And what we do there is there's typically places that there's an empty seat here and there, mm-hmm. and so you join with a group of people, and so you have a wonderful time whether you're with a group of 10 or if you're by yourself.
That's it. And that's May the 5th, so plan ahead to get your tickets there. Don't forget that the Texas Tenors is coming up, Premier Market, and then Box Brandenburg's is March 25th. So busy times. More information at your website?
Absolutely, bvso.org, and that's where you can also go to get your tables is at our website, bvso.org.
All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
The community interview contains a political ad paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk, who thanks you for your support and reminds you to vote in the runoff election on May 22nd. There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to votemeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hey, hey, here we go. East Texas and a Walmart. What a great combination. You know, that's got to be a fun story.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
East Texas man violated a protective order by hiding in his girlfriend's trunk.
Oh.
26-year-old Spencer Cornell Nash.
Spencer
Cornell Brown of Nash.
Okay.
Of Nash, okay.
Do we know where Nash, Texas is?
Not off the top of my head, I don't.
All right. Anyway, he was arrested Wednesday at the Walmart in Texarkana.
Oh, I know where Texarkana is.
Yeah. Ex-girlfriend called the police about 8:30 Wednesday morning. after encountering Mr. Brown outside the Walmart neighborhood market. She told police that she had heard movement from her car, and then Mr. Brown, against whom she had recently obtained a protective order, was calling her name.
Oh.
You know, Nash is, just west of Texarkana and just south of Red Lick.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Anyway, she parked the car. She said Brown got out of the trunk, and she ran into the store to call 911. Several minutes later, a Texarkana police officer saw Mr. Brown nearby, recognized him from the police bulletin after the previous allegation that he had violated the protective order. Mr. Brown at first told the officer his name was Jerry.
Oh, Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown, governor of California, right? Police said, but eventually he admitted that he was lying. Police said they did not know how long he had been hiding in the trunk. He was arrested on two counts of violating the protective order and one count of failure to identify. He remains in custody, bail set at $25,000.
Well.
He's lucky he didn't get locked in there.
You're right.
Help!
Yep.
Help me!
I'm in here. Get me out. All right. So, let me see. Before the end of the show today, amazing facts that will blow your mind. That's what
Boom.
It says here. I don't know. We'll find
out. Blow your mind.
All right. So, what do the YMCAs at Springfield, Massachusetts, Holyoke, Massachusetts, and Greenwich, Connecticut have in common? Three different sports were born in those YMCAs.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
Springfield, 1891, it was basketball.
Oh, okay.
Holyoke, in 1895, it was volleyball.
Hey.
And Greenwich, Connecticut, racquetball was invented in 1950.
Do you know what the difference is between racquetball and squash?
The ball.
Yeah, the ball.
Yeah. A squash ball is smaller, and it doesn't bounce as hard, so you actually have to hit it harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are specific rackets. I think you can use just a racquetball racket for both, but I think there are such things.
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. I'm pretty sure there is such thing as a squash racket.
It's got a longer neck on it.
Yeah,
and
it might not be as wide.
Yeah.
Chelsea growing up in the country club life.
No,
she knows.
I'll tell you, it's because I worked at the rec center and we checked out equipment, and there was a difference between squash and racquetball.
Now,
rackets.
As far as the playing surface, all of that's the same?
I think the lines, squash courts are different.
Yeah.
They're shorter. So if you ever up in the rec center, they have two specific courts that are squash courts because of the length of the court.
Interesting. Okay.
Back in the day,
I'm so glad I could inform you.
No kidding. That's great. No, back in the day, about where the Olympic swimming pool was. Do you remember where the Olympic swimming pool used to be on the A&M campus? You know, it's kind of in the plaza right there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, before that, that was a big open field, but it had handball courts in it.
Oh, okay.
Handball courts. And my dad was a handball player, and so he taught me how to play handball.
Okay.
And so this thing
handball is actually a pretty big club sport at A&M. They've got national champions.
Went to high school with the guy who was a coach.
Lowy. Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lance and I were classmates.
Okay.
We were classmates, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so this thing had, I want to say, 8 courts.
Okay.
4 side by side, and it was 2-story. Okay.
Uh huh.
Yeah. This is not air-conditioned, all right? This is about 1960.
All right.
So it's feeling like our studios this morning.
And they used, a row of 15 incandescent lights at the back to heat the court.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And the doors weren't even full size. The doors were like half doors. You had to look in to see if anybody was there,
open
the door, close it, boom. And then you would play handball, where you hit the ball with your friggin' hand. Your hand, and it hits that glove, and
Did it hurt? Did it hurt?
A little, yeah, it did. Well, of course, it was probably a caller.
Hi. A little while ago, I had to go in the building, so I didn't hear if anybody called, but you said California, the president was going out to California, the Sunshine State. Isn't Florida the Sunshine State?
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, that's the Golden State. Yeah.
Can I tell you a joke about how do you get 4 elephants in a Volkswagen?
All right, how do you do that?
2 front and 2 back, and you know what game they play in the back?
What?
Squash.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Squash.
But it was, it did hurt. But again, he'd played it for a while. He was used to it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I went and did it for a while, but, you know, it was hot as the hinges of hell.
Yeah, man. That sounds like it.
I can just picture younger Scott, though, just wearing his headband and getting after it.
His goggles.
Did not have headbands or goggles. No. Hey,
no
goggles?
No safety equipment?
No.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
No knee pads?
They were hardcore.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Then we took, then I took up racquetball. That was better. But we didn't do any of that either. I mean, just you go out there and you play and just, if the ball hits you, then.
Man.
My forearms hurt after I play racquetball, at least my right forearm, because that's all I can swing with. I can't.
Well, we had four guys who played. We all worked together at the same station. So we would play. But one guy had to quit, he said, because it screwed up his tennis game.
Oh.
Because the racket is considerably shorter than a tennis racket. And I said, hey, man, if you don't have eye-hand coordination, that's not my fault. I can't help you with that. You know, but don't be
blaming it on racquetball.
Don't be ruining the team we've got here.
But it was always great because we'd go to the Baptist Student Union in Waco and play. And then we'd go over to George's and have, like, a couple of big O's
there
afterwards. So down a little beer after you played racquetball. You know?
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much versatility designed to fit in your garage. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
It's the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, kicking off with the Queen's Dance featuring the Bellamy Brothers, Saturday, March 17th at 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center, 5827 Leonard Road. Tickets are $10 in advance at Cavender's and Catalina Hatters, or $15 at the door the day of the dance. Events and livestock shows are scheduled, ending with the premium auction on March 24th. The 62nd Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 17th through the 24th, sponsored by Garrett Mechanical and Pegasus Optimization Managers. For more info, visit bcyla.net.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So I guess the daycare centers are open this week. Does that, it's not our world, any of our worlds.
So.
Oregon woman.
People are still working.
Yeah. Or Oregon woman who gave drugs to children in her care so she could sleep while
these
she went tanning.
These weren't the melatonin candies or gummies,
this
were
is
they?
Apparently another one.
Oh, okay. So she go tanning.
Yes. Tanning. Well, then she went to CrossFit, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's been sentenced to 21 years in prison.
Was it worth it? At least you're fit and tan.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, been telling parents that they were not allowed to drop their children off at the daycare center between the hours of 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., referring to that as nap time. Actually, police say records from the local gym indicate she was either tanning or CrossFit during those times. Children were found to have melatonin in their systems.
Wow, that is scary.
Yeah, it is.
That is really scary.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, you know, you might want to go with a licensed organization.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a good
that
idea.
Works out
yeah,
for you.
And cough up the extra dough.
Yeah, and find somebody who doesn't work out.
Good idea.
Watch your kids.
Yeah, make sure somebody who's
kind of pasty.
Find a pasty fatty to watch your children.
Oh, I love my new babysitter.
It looks like I went to the wrong profession.
Fat
I could have been
pale. Yeah. You could have been a babysitter.
I could have been.
Daycare worker, Zach.
All right, here we go.
You'd be in trouble for stealing the kid's snacks.
Yeah, that would be trouble.
Where'd little Bobby's pudding cup go?
I keep giving him rice pudding and it's never there. All right. Amazing facts that'll blow your mind.
All right.
Termites eat wood twice as fast when they listen to rock music.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Do they put little earbuds in, or what's going on?
I guess they just play it on
the
Somebody
feel plays. The vibration.
Hey, man, I got termites. Let me play rock music for them.
Yeah, that way it'll eat the house up faster. The average cloud weighs 100, weighs 1 million pounds. 1 million pounds, average cloud. What is an average cloud? What does that mean?
I don't even know.
It weighs 1 million pounds?
Yep. Venus rotates so slowly that you can watch the sunset forever just by walking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can get that close.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. Some hummingbirds' metabolism rate is so high that they will starve to death in 2 hours if they don't feed.
Oh, wow.
Some of them. Not all of them. Just some of them.
And you start flapping my wings.
Yeah. Canadians eat more mac and cheese than any other nationality.
Makes sense.
I guess that's probably right.
Does it?
I don't know. I've never been to Canada.
And mosquitoes pee on you when they suck your blood.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah, that'll make you feel any worse.
God,
it really smack
they're
them.
Annoying.
I
yeah.
know. That's horrible, isn't
Gross.
It?
Gross.
And then when you
Flies
hit them. And
vomit
then,
and
yeah.
then mosquitoes pee.
You wow. smack them and then their guts get everywhere.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between that and drinking out of a water hose, how are we still
Oh,
alive?
My God, I'm going to die.
Everybody who ever bought a Porsche could have had this nightmare happen to them. 37-year-old man from Australia bought his Porsche, and of course, the first thing he does, see how fast it'll go, right? Unfortunately, he went 60 miles over the speed limit.
Oh.
The cops impounded his car. He'd only had it for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's
sad. He gets it
so
back
sad.
In 30 days. It is sad. We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Armed teachers, yes. Bump stocks, no. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the gist of President Trump's latest tweets as he also puts his education secretary in charge of a school safety commission nearly a month after the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting very strong improvement and strengthening of background checks will be fully backed by White House legislation moving forward. He continued, bump stocks will soon be out. Highly trained expert teachers will be allowed to conceal carry subject to state law. And Education Secretary Betsy DeVos spoke about the proposals on Fox and Friends.
The president is committed to taking action and to